Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tensions are high in the studio.
They really are.
Really are. We're screaming about Matt Sig.
I can't talk about recruiting. So let's move on to another topic.
I'm screaming about Matt Sig. You're screaming about Matt Sig.
We're all yelling about Penn State.
I'm not yelling about anything. I'm not yelling about Penn State.
Oh, you're yelling.
Pat, can I tell you
Scotty Fox?
Can I tell you a fun fact?
Yeah, let's go.
Matt Sig's dad coached me in football.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's not allowed to talk about recruits, Harry.
It's not a recruit.
I guess he's signed, so I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it. Best of luck.
Scotty Fox.
I love Scotty Fox.
You're trying to say Scotty Fox is better than Mason Heinz.
I didn't
That's what
say that. I didn't say that. I said he threw for 300 yards against TCU, and he had some good games down the stretch as a true freshman, and you'd all be excited if he was doing that for Pitt. That's all I'm saying.
He wouldn't be. He'd be backing up Mason Heinzel.
That's great. We'll see where Heinzel plays next year.
Be a Panther.
Pitt?
Can't go to the NFL yet.
What other Panthers are there?
Going to FIU?
FIU. I was looking for FIU. Yeah. If you want to call in and talk Penn State, you can at 412-928-9370. They of the two-person recruiting class. Did you see the graphic that they put out?
Who?
Penn State. It had their recruiting class. And it's just two dudes. It's just two guys. Like, what the?
Man.
And that's the thing. If they hired anybody, like legitimately anybody, they'd have put together a class, but that they don't have a coach.
Oh, right.
You can't do anything.
Would Dan Mullen be a good hire for them?
Yes.
I mean,
what was he, UNLV?
UNLV, they won 11 games?
Yeah.
10 games? He's just, out of the broadcast booth.
I thought he just got extended, but I could be wrong.
Wow. Listen, these extensions, too, are you got to look at the fine print.
Does that bubble burst at some point?
Maybe.
It is insane.
The buyouts seldom change that much for the coach to leave. It's typically the buyout they would get if they get fired that that goes up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Cignetti were to, if Penn State were to say we're going to pay you $20 million a year, and just took the Brinks truck to Bloomington, they could easily afford the buyout that's on his contract at Indiana.
Right.
Like it's not prohibitive. So the extensions are more so like all of this is posturing.
Mm.
All of it. All of it's posturing. All of it's like makes you feel good for 24 hours and then you're right back in the hamster wheel.
Well, how about how the governor of Louisiana came out and said, we're never going to have that happen again. And then they give 90. All that money to Lane Kiffin. Unbelievable.
But Lane didn't know. He didn't know what the contract
right.
was. He had no idea. Like, he doesn't take jobs for money.
No. No, he does not.
He also didn't know he wasn't going to coach the bowl game until like Saturday night.
He said that the team wanted him to stay, and then dozens of players have come out and said that is total bull. We don't want that guy around. He man. Just lies through his teeth, man. Which, by the way, I'm lying to Scotty Fox. Whatever. I'm just embracing debate.
We know.
You guys need to look at your phones right now.
Craig.
What Craig Riley sent to us that I am now going to tweet out.
Goose at quarterback. Oh, God rest his soul. Talk about a good pit man.
Tony.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm tweeting him right now.
Craig said something?
Yes.
He didn't say anything to me.
Well, Tony Saragusa was part of my speech for the luncheon, too.
He was.
Right. That's a true story.
Yeah, right. I mean. Yeah.
And you were at the luncheon, Harry.
He wanted to go somewhere.
Yeah, I paid attention to
sing a fight song.
I paid attention
to
some
State
things.
Notre Dame.
There was a question I got right earlier in the Quiz Callis saga because of Doran's speech. I just forgot that guy.
Forgot Rod Woodson, too.
He didn't play for Pitt.
It doesn't matter.
It wouldn't have helped.
I mean, Rod Woodson. A stout three technique. A real plugger, that Rod Woodson.
Have we talked about that?
Really, really held his gap.
Have we talked about that? West Virginia got a kid named Sir Paul Cheeks. What a name.
Yeah.
Sir Paul Cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they've had a couple name guys.
Dingleberry.
Well, there was a recruit they had a couple years ago that.
You
can't even say it.
Don't even.
What is it?
No, nope. You can't say it.
Can't.
Oh, say it.
Nope.
You could just look it up.
How do you spell it?
No, I can't.
Oh, you.
Do you know?
Yeah.
He knows exactly who it is. I think Tony Caridi put the kibosh on that. West Virginia's play-by-play guy, you cannot bring him in here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
You
okay,
cannot bring that guy in
let's
here.
Let's be for real right now. Like, as his parents, wouldn't you just like try to change your last name?
Yes!
That pass is going to be caught for a touchdown by Sir Paul Charles Cheeks for WVU. West Virginia. WVU.
Cheeks clapped in the backfield. Lost a three on the play.
You know, the W in WVU could look like some cheeks as well if you really put it in the right perspective.
What the hell is that? That's just fundamentally useless.
He's trying so hard to come back from the Woodson.
If you draw a W in the curly way, it can look like a butt.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Mute.
Mute.
And he Mute. Thinks it's hilarious.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the guy's name again?
Sir Paul Cheeks.
No, the other guy.
Oh, I can't. Rod Woodson, who
Ooh,
once ran
game
a
on tonight.
4-4 dash backwards, is a Cowboys damn good nose tackle.
Yeah. Who, Charles Woodson?
What if Rod clapped the cheeks in the backfield?
Jeez. You always, like, we're having a good time laughing about names, and you take it, like, to another, like, another level. Like, it just, without any hesitation, every single time, without, there's never, every week.
I had to do something to separate ourselves from W's look like butts.
Is cheeks good?
I have no idea. I don't know if any of these guys are good. What does Rivals say? What's 24/7 say? I have no idea. I just want my team to make a bowl next year. Is that so hard?
It seems like it.
Is that so hard?
It seems like it's pretty
hard.
Is
that too much to ask?
Matt Sigg will be playing quarterback.
Maybe.
In safety. Both ways. Nice.
Can we move on? I'm going to say something.
Sig to Sir Cheeks? Is that the combination?
Stop it. What were we going to talk about?
Don't know.
Oh, Mark Caboli's question. Who is the Steelers team MVP? It's never been more difficult.
Honestly, you want me to go there?
Don't.
I think you'll both agree with me.
Are you going to say Kenneth Gainwell?
Kenneth Gainwell.
That is an indictment on every single person within the Pittsburgh Steelers
Who's
organization.
Who's been more valuable to their offense than him this year?
Probably Washington, in my opinion, or obviously
How many
Rogers.
Touchdowns does Washington have?
But we don't take in the fact of what he does in the run game, even though the run game is bad. It's the reason why Kenneth Gainwell can do anything.
Kenneth Gainwell's a good player, man.
Oh, absolutely. Love Kenneth Gainwell.
He is a good player, but if I asked you guys at the beginning of the season what their record's going to be, if Kenneth Gainwell is their best player, I think we would all say that the streak comes to an end this year.
Who's their defensive MVP?
Herbig.
Spoiler alert, it's not Watt or Hayward.
Herbig.
It's probably Herbig, yeah.
Eccles?
You know, West Virginia has Clay Ash, so they're going to have Clay Ash and Sir Paul Cheeks. You got Ash Cheeks in the backfield.
Thought we were talking about the MVP.
We are.
I mean,
what is there to say? I mean, it could.
You asked the question.
I know. Kenneth Gainwell is a legitimate nomination by you.
Did Mark suggest it was Mason Rudolph?
He thought that.
Do you see his throwing motion on that pick?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes.
It was Ash Cheeks.
It was darn near over his head.
He went on the one he bounced. It was the same thing. His release point's odd, right?
Weird.
Right? It's weird.
Weird. But I thought Cavoli would say he'd be the MVP.
Mason Rudolph?
He's a big Rudolph guy.
Massive Rudolph guy. We've been posting all kind of videos on Instagram. It's what we do. And the video of you and Cavoli arguing about Mason Rudolph did more than any other video we've put out this week.
Yeah, really?
On Instagram, yeah. Craig was telling me yesterday. People get all fired up.
Well, I think Will Howard should be the backup at this point. I mean, what are you going to get out of Mason Rudolph? I mean, he literally was playing the outfield and skipped the ball into home plate.
He's going to be the Steelers' starting quarterback next year.
According to Cavoli.
Who is?
Mason Rudolph.
No, it would be Will Howard over Mason Rudolph.
I would hope. Here are his nominations. Chris Boswell, who unfortunately, and through no fault of his own, is 15th in the NFL in made field goals. Darnell Washington, mostly a blocking tight end. Jalen Ramsey, who's been as bad as he's been good, just flip a coin. And Aaron Rodgers, who's the quarterback.
Gainwell's not on the list?
He's not on Caboli's list. He's the only guy, we talked about this yesterday.
He's the most consistent player on this football team right now.
He's the only guy they brought in this offseason that has exceeded expectations.
Both sides of the ball, the most consistent player on this football team right now. It's not even Gainwell. It's Herbig. He makes a play causes a big time play every week. Seldom is he invisible. Now, he benefits from TJ being on the other side. But he's taking full advantage of it. And I heard Donnie last night talking about third round plus draft picks that are going to get a second deal. He's going to get another deal. Herbig.
Absolutely.
He should.
He should, and they should move on from Highsmith.
Said that 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
Could have had a second receiver or a first, depending on how you look at it.
They should have. And this is what Braden Faoko said last night. They should have traded Freiermuth at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to play him for 13 snaps, what's the point of even having him around? Mm-hmm. What's the point? Texter, this is Stacy from Pittsburgh. Hi, Stacy. Your mom's hot. I just wanted to say I'm thoroughly enjoying today on the morning show. You guys have totally gone off the rails.
That happens every Thursday.
Well, we have a special surprise for Yins because Pat Bossy's coming in on Friday.
That's right, baby.
Which, if you think our Thursdays with Patty go off the rails.
Two-day bender, baby.
It is a two-day bender. We're going to be snorting some Bostic.
We start calling the Thursday something like
Bostic Bender.
Thirsty Thursday or something. Get this thing sponsored by come on, Nancy. Let's get this thing going. Thirsty Thursday brought to you by High Noon.
Hampton Beer will be all over that.
Let's go, Hampton.
All over
that. Let's go.
What if Cheeks played with Dick Butkus?
Jeez.
Dickerson.
Dickie Dickerson. That's one of my favorites. Dickie Dickerson, the All-American from Pittsburgh. Fumble, who's got the ball? It's Dickie Dickerson.
What if he had to play Michigan a handful of years ago? Cheeks covered up by Bush. Devin Bush.
Reach.
Dude, that's a total reach.
Reach.
Yeah, you're right. It is 9:17. Time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
He's the fastest man who's ever been born. Oh, it's Dickie Dickerson. His penis is the second heaviest player in the league.
Oh.
Coming up next, who's the Steelers team MVP? 412-928-9370.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Best day of the week.
Till tomorrow.
I know. But I'm like, I don't think I've stopped laughing since I got in here. Welcome back to the Fan Morning Show.
Brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Rumor has it that they installed floodlights at your house.
Yeah, Guardian, they're the best. I mean, they're in and out. They were like, hey, where do you want it? Boom, boom, boom. Put a new camera there. Put floodlights that just lit up my whole backyard. They're censored, or I could turn them on, turn them off from my phone. They already uploaded everything to my phone. They're the best. They're so efficient, it's crazy. It's crazy.
You know who needs floodlights is the offensive coordinator of the Eagles. People coming and egging his house.
That's ridiculous.
That's messed up. That's too far.
That's messed up.
That's like when trash got thrown in Tommy Maddox's front yard. Which, by the way, we inadvertently got sucked into this massive Twitter war yesterday, Doran. I don't know if you saw this. He said, Tommy can't win without Ben. And then everyone's blowing up. Well, you know, Belichick couldn't win without Brady. Right. Okay. Cowher was a play away. A kicker's Oscar-worthy acting job away from playing in the AFC Championship game with Tommy Maddox.
Right.
He went to the Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell. He went 13-3 with Cordell Stewart. He was the offensive player of the year in 2001. Like, he didn't win a Super Bowl without Ben.
Didn't Belichick win with
Matt Castle?
Mac Jones too.
They went 11-5, and they made the playoffs with Mac Jones.
Right. That was my point. And they said, "Oh, Andy Reid can't win without Mahomes." Andy Reid made playoffs before.
Andy Reid was routinely winning the division with Alex Smith.
Right.
Don McNabb's a good player. He's not a Hall of Fame player. And they went to four consecutive NFC Championship games in a Super Bowl? What are we doing here? Mm-hmm. What are people talking about? Why is my voice getting so high? Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Who's the Steelers team MVP? 412-928-9370. They stink. Usually there's debate because the team's been good. Like back when Juju Smith-Schuster won it, he had a great year. AB had a great year. James Conner had a great year because that was 2018, right?
Yeah.
And there was debate. You know, Ben could have won it every year. He didn't, but he could have because he was damn Ben Roethlisberger. Now it's, who's the Steelers MVP? Mm. Who's been consistent? Herbig, they don't play him enough. That's a problem too. And honestly, if Jaylen Warren played more, I think he'd be better in Gainwell. They have different skill sets, no question about it. But do you guys think Gainwell's a better player than Jaylen Warren?
Honestly, I think they're about the same.
Okay.
I think they're the same. I think Gainwell would have got more burn and more run, and he probably would have did a lot better last year if it wasn't for Saquon. I mean, how can you take Saquon absolutely. Off the field? But anytime Gamon went on the field, he did something. I think they're about the same. And I think they're the same player.
I'm sick about this. I can't. It's such a cliched radio topic and a cliched question by Caboli. I hadn't stopped to think about it for one iota. And I read it and it just depressed me, man. Like Kenneth Gainwell, Nick Herbig, Chris Boswell, dear God. Texter, the Steelers MVP should be the locker room attendant that turns out the lights after everybody leaves this year. Ouch. What are you doing over there, Bostic?
Looking at stats.
For what?
Steelers team, I'm trying to answer the question intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Herbig. I really do.
How many sacks he have?
6.5. 12 TFLs to lead the team.
He has half a sack less than T.J. Watt.
And he's probably played how many less snaps?
Exactly.
And he's had 3 more TFLs than Watt. They both have an interception. He's forced 3 fumbles, tied for the team lead with Watt. Recovered 1 for a touchdown.
Would you rather have Watt, would you rather have Hayward and Herbig at their prices than T.J. Watt? Just have those guys not have given Watt the $40 million.
Well, yeah, but what am I getting for Watt?
Exactly, that's the question.
Second round pick.
That's it?
Yeah.
They would have got more than that, I think.
I think the car is driven off the lot now, though, don't you? Like, do you think you'd get more than that him now? I don't think so either.
But at the time, yeah, I think you get a second round and maybe a player.
Can I nominate Kyle Duggar?
Small sample size, bud.
Man.
Kenneth Gainwell, 2 receiving touchdowns on 44 catches, 3 rushing touchdowns. He's averaging 4.7 yards per carry, which is the team lead.
Wow. 5 touchdowns on this team. I'm grading on a curve. That's like 15 anywhere else.
Yep.
All right. We'll ask Jeff this question and other questions. Like TJ Watt was banged up, didn't practice yesterday, and it wasn't listed as a Veterans Day off. Why? What the hell's going on there? We'll get to Jeff when we come back. This segment was brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bechtel doing the typical Penn State thing. He wanted Matt Sigg, and now Matt Sigg goes to West Virginia, and he's going, oh, he's not that good. Ah, that who's your coach? Oh, shut up. You can ruin Starkey's show, not ours.
Wow.
Love you. Do we have Jeff? Is Jeff on the horn there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Hawk Report. The Hawk Report. Good morning, Jeff. Tensions are high. How are you today? Good morning, Jeff. Tensions are high. How are you today?
He's frozen.
Yeah, we're having trouble here. Billy Hilly froze, now Hathorn.
He's moving.
Is he moving?
He's moving.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Jeff, what's up with TJ Watt?
You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to call you guys.
Okay.
Because we're freezing.
But I.
But I.
All right.
Come on. Callus.
Jeff, it's not his fault. Jeff's going to join
what?
Us.
What? No, you know what? I'm taking responsibility. It's my fault.
You just covered for Callus?
And then he took responsibility.
You
two things that have never
him.
Happened before in the history of this
radio
station.
Oh, now he buries him.
No, I'm saying I. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider.
Right.
For over 50 years. He's walking. Oh, you paid too much money for Sig Crowley. You paid too. Okay, buddy. Where's your coach?
He came in here trying to figure out what the prank was, too, even though I blatantly put it on social media.
Do you have Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on the phone.
All right. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Everything's going off the rails today. Even our little video.
What's up with TJ Watt? It wasn't a vet day, right? He's banged up?
No, and you know, it's one of those things where these guys get so many Wednesdays off. Veterans often get Wednesdays off. So when we saw TJ, he thought, okay, it's just a rest day. And we found out afterwards that he's dealing with a toe. We'll find out a little bit more after practice today. Sometimes that can just be a minor thing. Tomlin didn't hint to anything other than Harmon being out, and that seemed like everyone else was going to play. So you would think that would be something that would have happened in game. So I'm guessing at this point it's minor, but we'll find out more after practice today.
Jeff, who's the team MVP right now?
Can we just skip a year? Leave it blank? I mean, the vote's still out. I've got to wait till the end of the season. After seven games, I would have said Aaron.
Yeah.
And wouldn't have batted an eye. Now, 'Troy Faletanu for how he's improved over the season. I mean, I Herbig. I don't know. I don't think there is one right now.
I think that's probably
I really
the
don't
right
think
answer.
There is one.
Yeah.
Jeff, how close are we to Aaron Rodgers just unloading on this team in a media session? It feels like the frustration's mounting.
Frustration is mounting. I think it would have to be a really bad performance because I do think he respects Tomlin. I think he likes a lot of guys in the room, but you're starting to see it a little bit where he's, you know, talking about guys not being open and, you know, maybe receivers not all or people in the room not all paying attention at times. So he's dropping some little things here or there. And you knew this whole thing, guys, we talked about it from the beginning, how great it is, but let's see what happens when they're facing adversity. And they're facing adversity, not just adversity on the field, but with injuries and other things that crop up during a year. I don't anticipate that happening just because of the respect he has for Tomlin, but we're starting to see little insights here and there to what he's thinking about certain things.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, Caboli was hinting around at maybe Mike Tomlin losing the locker room. Is that something that you've picked up on being in there?
I think there's a frustration in the room. Mm-hmm. There's an obvious frustration. I mean, we saw it on the field. We saw it not handled correctly at times by this team on Sunday. I don't know if I buy. I think when you're going through this type of situation where you've lost 5 of 7, that you start questioning everything, you know, and sometimes maybe what coaches say you're listening to, but you're not really listening to. It's just like, blah, blah, blah. I need to get out on the field and perform better. So maybe from that standpoint, but I don't see anything, especially at practice the other yesterday, where there was anything where guys were rolling their eyes or not going hard. I think they just want to get out on the field and perform, and they don't want to hear any talk, at least the ones that you want on your team. And I think some of them have said that, like, it's all been talk. We need to prove it on the field.
Jeff, if they do win on Sunday in Baltimore, will you feel better about this football team, or will you still feel the same?
I mean, I'll feel better. I mean, if they were to have a finish to the season like they started the season, then all of this changes. You know, it's interesting, Dorian, because I was at Pitt the other day, and the ACC network was on, and they're replaying a Hurricanes-Gators game, and it's Fowler and Herb Street, and they show the top 10 at that time, and Penn State's 2, LSU is 3, and they're talking about how both those coaches could finally get the monkeys off their back, like Nussmeier might be the quarterback to get LSU all the way, and that Drew Aller's a sleeper for the Heisman, and look how all of that has changed. Well, there's still 5 games for this season to change. Now, it seems like it's going to trend in the same direction. But if they have a strong finish to the season, then a lot of this talk becomes moot. So, I'd feel better after the Baltimore game. But I think I would be, okay, what in the hell is going to happen on Monday night against Miami? Because we've just seen so much inconsistency. So, I would feel better. They would be in first place. But I don't know that I would, to your original point, that I would really believe in this team until I see more evidence.
Obviously, the Adam Thielen signing happened after Mike Tomlin's press conference wasn't referenced. MVS is on a milk carton somewhere, but still on the practice squad. Do you anticipate seeing either of them active for Sunday's game?
Yeah, I'm guessing, and it shouldn't take Thielen long to kind of figure out what's going on, given his veteran status and his relationship with Aaron. I think there's a chance you see Thielen in this game, not MVS, but Thielen. I don't think you claim a guy like that off waivers. I don't think, you know, he talked about, you know, still wanting to win a championship. And I think with his route running, his experience, I mean, he's not going to be a deep threat for you, but he could be a guy that fits in there, and you probably bench Williams or don't elevate Williams and have Austin be your return guy, and that's the roster spot there.
Jeff, I don't want to besmirch your journalistic integrity here, but how much would I have to pay you to ask Tomlin about the Penn State job?
How about Chef? You know one thing, guys, we have seen over the last few days is these national guys starting to turn. I mean, not all of them, but you've started to see guys, and now Schefter's retweeting stuff of Ben saying that Mike would be a good candidate for the Penn State job. It cracks me up that Ben says all of this, because if we would ask Ben some of this stuff when he played, oh my God, he would lose his mind. So it's funny that Ben's kind of on this side of it now, but I don't know if you have enough money without maybe some more out there for me to ask that question to Mike. I think we know that answer.
Jeff, we appreciate the time as always, buddy. Thanks a million.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's the great Jeff Hathorn with our Hawk Report. Our Hawk Report. Brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. You don't like the Hawk thing?
He hates it.
I thought it's gotten pretty tired myself, but you know.
It's a great bit.
Is it? Is it?
I don't say so myself.
Say less.
Ooh. Squawk
mute,
less.
Mute.
Hashtag squawk less.
You guys want me to call up Herb Street's dog again?
That landed. Gosh. Yeah, that landed well. Jeez.
That might have been the worst thing you've done on the show, actually.
Somebody randomly came up to me on the street and said that was one of the worst things ever.
But you know what? It stuck with him.
Randomly. At the pick game.
That's like saying any pub is good pub.
Exactly right. All right. One more segment. What are we going to talk about? It's hard to say. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Breaking Steelers news. Alex Highsmith has been named the Pittsburgh Steelers Walter Payton Man of the Year. So he will be one of the 32 finalists for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Now, no truth to the rumor that he was injured upon receiving the award, but we are efforting to confirm.
Efforting
to confirm. You showing pictures over there? Why am I not privy to the picture?
I'll show you after.
Thank you.
Jeez.
I just want to be included. That's really what life comes down to.
You can tell everyone on the air what the picture's of.
Exactly. I'm not going to do that.
That's why you don't tell them on
exactly.
the air.
Exactly.
You guys think that little of me?
I think you're little.
We're smart.
I think you're little. Fella. This has been the fastest show in history. I don't even know what we've talked about. Probably nothing.
Correct.
There's been some good ball talk interspersed with nonsense.
Good ball talk, some cheeks talk. Yeah.
I think that's the beauty of the Fan Morning Show, particularly on Thursdays and tomorrow on Friday. Bostic will be in as well. You guys just, you go 300 level courses on the football, and then we do some stupid stuff. Bada bing, bada boom. You mix it all up. There's an award-winning Marconi show.
Bostic's going to hear my music tomorrow.
Oh,
I cannot wait,
you
dude.
You are going to love it.
Dude, I'm excited. And that's why I'm coming in.
Harry's efforting to do it live at the Christmas karaoke event.
What's up with this word efforting? He just used it twice.
Did I say it again?
Yeah, he's efforting.
Sorry.
He's planning to.
Too many times. I love the word efforting.
Apparently. Yeah. You and your oars when you were like 3 years old.
Your face made an aggressive like punctuation as well when you said, I love the word efforting.
I love the word efforting.
Kyphosis.
Joel Klatt is convinced that Penn State has a plan up its sleeve.
I told you.
And you know what the plan is? Kalen DeBoer.
What's the point of that? If you're him.
What's the point of that for DeBoer?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, what's the point of going to Penn State if you're DeBoer at Alabama?
You can't get a guy out of BYU or Louisville, and you think you're going to woo the Alabama head coach?
If they get DeBoer, that's a splash hire.
Yeah. Yes, it is. They're not getting DeBoer. It's going to be Terry Smith. It's going to be Terry Smith.
Yep.
Prediction.
Yep.
All right.
How about the FSU?
They were going after Kiffin.
Yeah.
And they still have a coach. See, that's what I like about what Michigan State did compared to what happened at Penn State. Michigan State fires a guy, next day, bang, head coach.
Yeah.
Whether it works
or not. They had a plan.
I don't know. That's a plan.
I think the winners in the carousel are the Michigan States.
Yes.
Kentucky.
Yes.
With Will Stein. Yep. I think that... they're not the ones on the carousel, like Golish at Auburn's a good hire and so forth, but it's Kansas State with their coach retiring, and apparently they're going to go with Klein.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are the winners right now that just had a plan, knew what was going to happen, and it was boom.
I'll tell you, I think North Texas hit it out of the park.
All joking aside, like, that's a perfect school for him to coach at, in my opinion.
I'll make a prediction right now. Neil Brown is going to win enough games in the next 4 years to be at a mid-Power 4 job again, and then you'll find out what he really
How many
learned.
Games did they win his best season? Nine?
Nine.
When will they win nine games again at West Virginia?
Next year.
You said they're not going to be that good next year.
That's not that good.
Nine wins?
Not that good. It's not where we need to be. They'll win nine. Big 12 championship coming 2027. Natty in 2030.
Who do they play? They play Texas Tech next year?
On the road,
When's the last time
That's not one of the nine.
They play Utah? They play Utah?
I don't think they do.
When's the last time they've been to a national championship?
1993, if you want to really think about it that way.
1988.
When'd they win?
When was Pitt's last national championship?
76.
Yeah, when they play for one.
76.
Okay, there you go.
I was just asking.
I honestly
didn't know. I didn't know. Did they win one before? Do they have one?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Hold on, Major Harris?
I'm digging deep here.
Don't understand the question. If he didn't get hurt, they'd have beat Notre Dame in 88.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they could win nine.
What?
Coastal Carolina.
Dub.
UT Martin.
Dub.
They won't beat Virginia.
They're crushing Virginia.
I don't think so.
Smacking them.
At Iowa State.
Dub.
At TCU.
Dub.
At Texas Tech.
L.
At Utah.
OL. Heavy L.
Arizona.
Dub.
Houston.
Dub.
Oklahoma State.
Oh, they're going to...
Kansas.
Triple them up. Dub.
Cincinnati.
Oh, dub. Oh, they're going 10-2 next year. You heard it here first.
You've tripled up the amount of time.
Okay, just real quick. I'll say this right now. They're winning more than Penn State does next year. Bang! Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 31. 31 also the number of candidates that Penn State has swung and missed on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.